Shalom, welcome. This is Alex Israel, and we're talking about Parshat Pinchas, Shlishi and Revi'i. And when you read Shlishi and Revi'i, you can really feel Eretz Yisrael at our fingertips. Bnei Yisrael are poised in the Midbar to enter the land. We have just counted Bnei Yisrael, and the first Shlishi opens, Le'ele techaleka Eretz b'nachala. This whole listing of people that we've just made, these are the people who are going to receive the land. It's going to be apportioned, begoral, through a lottery. And therefore, as we open, as we go through Shlishi and Revi'i, we hear about the Benot Tzlofchad, who are already concerned that they're going to go into the land and that the father's legacy is going to evaporate since he has no sons. What are they going to do? How are they going to take the nachala of their father and continue his name and continue his line? And we all know the famous story of Benot Tzlofchad. And it appears, if you look at Perichav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Bet, Moshe already gets the order, Alei al har ha'avarim hazeh, go up to the mountain of transition, Ure'eh et ha'aretz shenatati livnei Yisrael, and you're welcome to go and view the land which I've given to Bnei Yisrael. Vera'ita ota. Once you've seen it, v'ne'esafta el amecha, you will be gathered to your people, gam ata, kasher ne'esaf aron achicha. It sounds like Moshe is about to die right now, but not so quick. Because suddenly in Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Tetvav, we have a most extraordinary Pasuk. Vaydaber Moshe el Hashem leimor. Not as we're used to it, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, that God commands Moshe, but here Moshe commands God. Yifkod Hashem Elohei Haruchot L'chol Basar Ish al Ha'ida. God, who is the God of the spirit of all flesh, has got to appoint somebody over the congregation, somebody over the community. Asher yitzei lifnehem, asher yavor lifnehem, asher yotzeim, asher yibiyem. V'lo tia adat Hashem katzon asher inahem ro'eh. Let the congregation of God not be like a flock which has no shepherd. Moshe refuses to die until there is a transition of leadership. It's almost as if he stops God and says, you can't kill me off yet. You haven't appointed a replacement for me. I need there to be a replacement. I need there to be a new leader. I need to hand over the reins in the appropriate way. But I want to spend our time together by focusing on two or three aspects of the way that Moshe sort of tells Hashem what sort of leader he needs. The first is he calls God Hashem Elohei Haruchot L'chol Basar, God who is the God of all spirit, of all flesh. And later on, Yoshua ben Nun is described exactly as Ish Asher Ruach Bo, a man with Ruach. God is described as Elohei Haruchot L'chol Basar. Yoshua is described Ish Asher Ruach Bo. What is this Ruach that we are dealing with? If I start with Rashi makes a lovely comment about what he is looking for. Elohei Haruchot Lama Ne'emar, why is it says, Moshe said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, Galui V'yadua Lefanecha Da'ato Shel Kol Echad Ve'echad Ve'inam Domim Ze Leze. God, you know that of all the Jewish people, no single individual is alike his neighbor. Every person is a world in itself. Manei aleihem manhig shu sovel kol echad ve'echad lefi da'ato. Appoint a leader who knows how to tolerate each person in their individuality, in their individual uniqueness. And this midrash says that God's title of the source of the spirit of all flesh means he knows the inner workings of all human beings. He's created the complexity that we call human psychology, human diversity and temperament, personality, ideology. These are the hallmarks of our human nature. This is our genius. It's also our failings, source of discord. But Moshe uses this title for God because he feels that national leadership can't simply run ahead without taking account of all the individuals of the variety of different views. We need a leader who will relate to all human beings, the whole community of Israel, with all their peculiarities and idiosyncrasies, the extreme, the moderate, the honest, and the dishonest, everyone. And it seems like when we appoint Yehoshua, who is Ish Asher Ruach Bo, it's not just that he has his own Ruach, but he understands Rucho Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Berlin, in his commentary Amek Davar, adopts a different approach. And what he says is this, Basar Mashmo'o Hana'at HaGuf, that when we say, Elohe HaRuchot L'chol Basar, the God is spirit of all flesh, flesh always indicates physical pleasures. V'chol Adam Rucho Shehu Da'ato Nimshechet Lefi Hana'ato. And sometimes a person's ideology follows his self-interested desires. Mishum hachik hasher lanege Yisrael be'emet. Right? And that's why it is very difficult in order to lead Israel, because a person will always follow their self-interested desires. So when we choose Yoshua, when God chooses Yoshua, Ish asher ruach bo, what is that? Rucho haynu da'ato omeid bifnei atzmo ve'eino nimshach acharei netiya ratzonit la'anat atzmo o acherim. He is independently minded and he's not swayed, he's not diverted by his self-centered desires. O acherim. Maybe it means other pressures. In other words, most people have a spirit which is controlled by the flesh. Most people's ideology goes where their interests are. Yoshua, on the other hand, has a self-sufficient spirit. He's resolute. He's principled. He's not swayed by his weaknesses. He's even not swayed by the crowds. It's interesting because we have two approaches here. Rashi is looking for the leader to be empathetic. He's looking for the Ruach to be somebody who sees the Ruach, the individuality in every person. Whereas the Netziv is actually seeing something a little bit different to that, maybe even opposed to that, because he sees Yoshua's strength as a sort of independence of mind, right? The ability to stand firm, irrespective of all the pressures of national leadership, this sort of resolute leadership which knows what it wants. Also, by the way, an integrity and honesty. And I think that's a fascinating thing to discuss. And you can think about it yourself. What is more important in a leader? Is a leader somebody who can relate to the diversity of their electorate, to the diversity of their the people who they're responsible for, and to try and lead groups even if they're very different from their particular group? Or is a leader somebody who sort of comes up with a plan for the nation and just goes ahead following their own personal truth, following their ideology, with full integrity, but also with full belief in their particular derech? But I would like to mention a second fascinating point once we've spoken about Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu says that who should the leader be? It should be Asher Yetzei Lifnehem, Asher Yavo Lifnehem, Asher Yotzeim, Asher Yaviim. He who goes out before them, he who comes back before them, who takes them out and brings them in. And this seems to be a reference to war, and we see this later on in Sefer Shmuel, that when they want a war, they want a war who will be somebody who will be Yetzei V'Yavo Lifnehem. That's a sort of a military term. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu says is, we're going to capture the land, we need a leader who will be able to be at the helm of the troops and to lead them into battle. However, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints Yehoshua, it's fascinating what he says. Listen to this. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'lifnei Elazar HaKohen Ya'amod v'shalo b'mishpat ha'urim lifnei Hashem. He will stand before Elazar, consult with the Urim, al piv yitzu v'al piv yavohu, hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael ito v'chol ha'eda. In other words, what Moshe says is, what Moshe asked for is a king who, a leader who will go out before them, come in before them, lead them out, lead them in. God says no. Yoshua, who is this man of spirit, will have to stand before Elazar HaKohen, ask the Urim, And according to the word of Elazar, he will go out or go in. What God is saying to Moshe is, Moshe, you were a sole leader. You were a unique leader. You were the prophet and you were the king, so to speak. But there won't be another person like that. Yehoshua is going to be the political leader, but he has to consult. He has to gain, if you want, a permit to go out to war from the high priest, who himself will ask God. In other words, we don't want simply a concentrated leadership. We want a diffused leadership. We want checks and balances. Yehoshua, the next leader and future leaders, cannot just go to war on a whim. They can't go to war if they consider it and deem it right. They have to consult and they have to get a permit from a higher body. In this case, this comes from the Urim. And I really find it fascinating that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's experienced this very, very intense concentration of leadership, Moshe is the prophet, Moshe is the national leader, Moshe even functions occasionally as a Kohen, assumes that the next leader will follow in his path and be a carbon copy. But Hashem says, no, that was good for this period of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, it was good for the 40 years of the Midbar, but as we go to Eretz Yisrael, the leader cannot go to war without getting permission from an outside body. There needs to be a diffused leadership, checks and balances. And I think all of these different messages are fascinating to think of in our own context, in our own context in which we live, but fascinating to see how all of this drama is happening in the appointment of Yehoshua. Wishing everybody a great day and a wonderful week. Thank you.